This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Thursday, November 25, 2021, and these are the headlines. Mayor Sara Duterte said that non-essential gatherings like Christmas parties remain prohibited in the city. The mayor made the announcement during her program over the Davao City Disaster Radio on Monday. In the recent meeting of the COVID-19 Task Force, the Prevention and Enforcement Cluster cited that under Alert Level 2 in the city, parties are not included in the allowed private meetings, incentives, conferences, and events. On the other hand, City COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson Dr. Michelle Sclosser said there will be another meeting to be conducted together with the COVID-19 Task Force to clarify if parties would be allowed or not with the new quarantine classification. In other news, operatives of the Toril Police arrested an alleged female drug dealer after more than 9,000 pesos worth of shabu was seized from her in a buy-bust operation conducted at Piapi Barangay 21-C at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Major Michael Oyangguren, the Toril Police Chief, identified her as Raquel Buntay, a resident of Barangay 21-C. The suspect is presently detained in the Toril Police Station for proper disposition, while the items were turned over to the crime laboratory for testing. Moreover, a case for violation of RA 9165 or Comprehensive Dangerous Drugs Act of 2002 is being prepared against the suspect. In business, the Department of Labor and Employment 11 signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the University of Mindanao on November 19 to foster cooperation and collaboration in the areas of research, systems development, and data analytics. DOLA 11 and UM, represented by OIC Regional Director Attorney Randolph C. Pensoy and President and CEO Dr. Guillermo P. Torres Jr. respectively, have reached an understanding to undertake and promote meaningful long-term collaboration in several initiatives that are beneficial to both institutions. The MOU binds either institution to implement specific projects with a separate memorandum of agreement or technical proposals. DOLA 11 is looking at the said partnership as a reinforcement to the performance of the office to accomplish its vision to ensure full, decent, and productive employment for all Davaoenos. The three-year MOU shall be focused on the faculty and staff of the UM professional schools. Present during the signing of MOU were DOLA 11 Technical Services and Support Division OIC Chief Paul V. Cruz, Dean of UM Professional Schools Dr. Eugenio S. Guhao Jr., and UM Vice President for Research and Publication Maria Linda B. Arquiza, EDD. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.